Morning, everybody. Robert Llewellyn here. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, just gone. Oh, no, I think it's quite a lot gone. Oh, no, it's nearly 7.30. I'm exaggerating, as usual. I'm standing outside the studio at Shepperton, K-Stage at Shepperton, where we're currently recording Red Dwarf, and this is the first day in rubber for the getting ready for the last recording in front of an audience, which takes place on Friday night. I'm not going to post any spoilers. I made a little bit of a slip-up on one boo. I let something out that I'm not supposed to do, so I'm not going to say anything about this week's episode, other than I think it's a very funny one. Now, we're all struggling away a bit. We're all a bit tired, I think, by now. And I don't mean just the cast. I mean the crew, everybody that works on this show works very hard. It's not the end for us, because we've then got a couple of weeks where we're filming all the different special effects-y bits and all the bits we haven't quite finished and all the other bits, so we're nowhere near finished. But I'm looking forward to Friday. It's going to be a good one, I think. Very funny script. Poor old Chris Barry is not terribly well, but he's such a trooper. He's just storming on. Got a bit of a cold. Craig had one at the start. Chris has got one now. And I've just seen the most enormous dog in the car park at Shepperton. That's not something you expect to see here. It is vast. My goodness. That's a very big dog. Anyway, sorry, that's nothing to do with us. There's no dog in Red Dwarf. It's not our dog. Maybe it's the Downton Abbey dog. I don't think so, because they don't make Downton Abbey here. I don't know. I'm waffling now. It's all well and good to do an audio boo early in the morning and you think, oh, I've got something interesting to say, and then you discover you truly haven't, and then it's time to say boo-boo.